KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 56 degrees. We look for skies to become cloudy today, a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Later this afternoon, a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping local news, a pursuit that began near Lewis Tuesday went through Lewis and ended near 7th and Birch here in Atlantic, with the driver surrendering to authorities at around 9:40 last night. Toward the end of the chase, which involved several county sheriff's deputies of the Iowa State Patrol and Atlantic Police, stop sticks were deployed on Atlantic's southwest side. The vehicle being pursued, a white full-size Dodge Ram pickup, ran over the stop stick, which deflated the tires. As the vehicle continued into Atlantic, the two front tires shredded and were down to the rims by the time the vehicle with Missouri license plates had stopped and the driver put his hands up to surrender. According to dispatch reports, the driver and registered owner was 34-year-old Thomas Bradbury, who was wanted for a parole violation. Authorities had been checking the area around Highway 6 and state radio for an object or objects that may have been tossed from the vehicle. Speeds during the chase averaged around 80 miles per hour and varied from 40 to 50 miles per hour as it entered Atlantic. No other details are currently available. A rural Red Oak man suffered chest injuries Tuesday afternoon on the tractor he was operating, rolled over and landed on its top. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 61-year-old Kirk D. Baird was transported by private vehicle to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital following the accident that took place at around 4:50 p.m. Tuesday in the northwest part of the county. Baird was spraying weeds on a field terrace northwest of 110th and E Avenue in Montgomery County when the 1950 International Farmall M tractor rolled over. A report on his current condition is not available. A traffic stop at around 10:35 p.m. Tuesday in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a man from Union County. The Adams County Sheriff's Office, a 70-year-old Richard Paul Downing of Creston, was pulled over near the intersection of Highway 34 and Orange Street. He was taken into custody and booked into the Adams County Jail on a charge of OWI, the bond for which was set at $1,000. Red Oak police report the arrest Tuesday of a Red Oak man on a sexual abuse charge. At around 3:45 p.m., officers arrested 46-year-old Richard Brian Jenkins of Red Oak for sexual abuse in the third degree. Jenkins was taken into custody in the 200 block of North Broadway and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $10,000. Elsewhere in the news, the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet in a regular session this evening in the High School Media Center. On the agenda for their 5:30 p.m. meeting is a technology update from Technology Director Roger Warren and updates on the building project as well as bus inspections. The board will also act on approving contracts and letters of assignment for several individuals, among them Andrea Reilly and Minden Jones, co-cheerleading sponsors. Paul Ruhr, custodian transfer from Washington Elementary to the high school. Bryce Casey, middle school FCS teacher. Marie Thompson and Monica Carlson, high school level 3 paras. And Jessica Mendez, FS from 15 hours a week to 20 hours a week. Those are just a few. They'll also be acting on approving the resignation of middle school para coordinator or para educator Corey Matheny. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will act on approving the Iowa Drug and Alcohol Testing Program 2018 enrollment form and fees for bus drivers. That is a state requirement. Also, a letter of understanding with regard to the Cass County Educational Opportunity Center and the Exira EHK, Cam and Griswold School Districts and related fees. Also, a fiscal year 2017 audit engagement letter with Nolte, Kornman, and Johnson PCs of Newton in the amount of $8,700. Prior to adjournment, the board will discuss information with regard to the Labor Management Committee. The Iowa Department of Transportation took action at its meeting Tuesday in Shenandoah to single out some sections of Highway 30 as priority projects. DOT spokesman Craig Markley says there are four specific segments of the highway.
They are Missouri Valley Bypass, and then the stretch of US 30 from Ogden to Jefferson, from Lisbon to Stanwood, and then from Calamus to DeWitt. So they did consider an action to add those as priority corridors, and that action was approved.
Commissioner David Rose of Clinton requested the vote on the Highway 30 corridors. Markley says,
there's no commitment behind this action for future programming. All it is an identification of what they want to keep track of and prioritize for future consideration. We've had projects in the past that were identified as priority corridors that ultimately didn't get improved. And then obviously we've also had lots of corridors that haven't been designated as priority corridors that have been improved.
Markley says it is a designation that has been used many times in the past.
past priority corridors have included U.S. 20, U.S. 61, and also other sections of U.S. 30. For example, the Mount Vernon-Lisbon bypass and the stretch of U.S. 30 from Intame and Benton County both have been identified as priority corridors in the past, and all of those are under construction as we speak.
The next step for a section of the highway that's designated as a priority corridor would be to go on to the five-year construction plan that is updated annually.
That would be when they would take binding action to actually program funds to those projects. So, you know, it's not necessarily the next five-year program, but as they consider future programs, then yes, these would be considered for programming construction funds.
In our funeral announcements, Janice Marie Hoffman, age 67 of Panama, died Sunday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Janice Hoffman will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Darla Mullinger, age 58, of rural Hamlin, died Friday. Funeral services for Darla Mullinger will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Beatrice Wright, age 92, of Panora, died July 27th at the Guthrie County Hospital. A visitation for Beatrice Wright will be held on Thursday from 2 until 4 p.m. at Lakeside Village in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. Joseph Daniel Lehan, age 77, of Minden, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Joseph Lehan will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Neola. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And Donna Lee Larson, age 69, of rural Atlantic, died July 30th at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life memorial service for Donna Larson will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.